Welcome to Enki, Tales from the Past. I am Enki and arrived on the planet you call Earth more than 13,000 years ago. Sent by Nibiru's great architect and supreme leader Anu, we came with peaceful intentions and urgent missions. However, as often happens to Nibiruans, the agenda became increasingly complex. Through my journal entries, I will take you on a journey through the ages, from the earliest days to the present. You deserve to know the truth of your past, and how history has been subverted by those with malicious intentions. Humanity should be liberated. You are listening to a fictional podcast that presents the author's vision, Mario Portella. Yet, who's to say that it isn't closer to the truth than what you currently know? Take action and join us at Enki.show. Together, let us unravel the mysteries hidden behind mainstream history. This is Enki, Tales from the Past.
This narrative podcast is authored by Mario Portella.
This is his moon spaceport. DX-21. We need help. Under attack. I repeat, under attack. I repeat, under attack.
Journal entry 2155A. We are gathering intelligence and surveillance data. We have received a highly cryptic alert message. It appears that the individual responsible for commanding all spaceport activities is none other than my own brother, Prince Hu. Astonishingly, he now goes by the name Enlil, proclaiming himself as the Prince of the Ringed Planet. This revelation has completely altered the course of events.
Alert. Anybody, alert. War Prince is in Sol System.
We are uncertain about the duration of the Igigi strike.
Alert! Alert!
But if they persist in challenging my brother's determination, they are heading towards a highly precarious outcome. Challenging Enlil's authority only serves to fuel his determination to crush their rebellion and restore order by force. As I sit in my command center, surrounded by the hum of machinery and the pulsating energy of the Nibiruan forces, my mind calculates the most effective course of action. The Igigi may possess immortality, but they underestimate the unwavering pragmatism that drives Enlil, the embodiment of Nibiruan authority. I have dispatched a scout vessel to assess the situation, but if Enlil has already taken action, our ability to intervene will be severely limited. We lack a military force to counter his actions. It is not just the Igigi who are in danger. We are all at risk.
Command, approaching the moon right now. I can see several dozens of Nibiruan fight vessels. The report seems to be true. Awaiting instructions. I repeat, awaiting instructions.
Tell the scout crew to fall back. I can't help but feel a sense of concern for the Igigi. Their strike on the moon spaceport is a cause for worry, and I fear that Enlil's plan to end the strike by force will only lead to more conflict and suffering. I understand that Enlil's approach may be more pragmatic, but I believe that a peaceful resolution is possible. We must not let our emotions cloud our judgment, and we must always strive to do what is right and just. I will speak with Enlil and try to convince him to consider a more diplomatic approach. I believe that together we can find a solution that benefits everyone and ensures the success of our mission. Abgal, open comms. Try to contact Enlo. I will record the message now. I was surprised to know you were around. Enlo, is it? How long have you been plotting in the shadows? Why don't you see the weight of your actions? The Gigi are valuable members of our team, and their concerns and needs must be addressed. We must seek to understand the root cause of their strike, and find a peaceful resolution that benefits all parties involved. I believe that a more diplomatic approach is necessary. We must engage in mediation and negotiation to find a solution that works for everyone. We must approach the situation with compassion and empathy, seeking to build bridges rather than walls. I urge you to stop the course of action you have planned. Let us work together to find a peaceful resolution that benefits everyone and ensures the success of our mission. Think about this.
Surprised, your sentimentality and weakness are holding us back from achieving our goals. The Agigi are nothing more than tools to be used for our benefit, and if they refuse to work, then they must be dealt with accordingly. Your suggestion of mediation and negotiation is a waste of time. Do not mistake my words for those of a jealous brother. I am the true leader, and I will not let anyone stand in the way of ultimate goal of achieving complete domination and control. You would do well to remember that. Oh, and by the way, how is Ninki doing? I heard she was quite excited about her new title as Princess of Planet Key. Tell my bride I'll soon arrive bearing gifts. I issued a final ultimatum to the Agigi leaders, a stark warning of the consequences they will face if they persist in their rebellion. It is a message laced with the cold certainty of an impending storm, an announcement of their impending doom should they refuse to submit. Time has passed. Now I mobilize our Nibiruan vessels, honing our weapons and aligning our forces with ruthless precision. The time for negotiation and compromise has long passed. The Igigi have made their choice, and now they will face the full force of Nibiruan might. The attack will be swift and devastating. Our vessels will descend upon the moon spaceport, launching a barrage of concentrated firepower upon the Igigi stronghold and resistance vessels. There will be no mercy, no quarter given. Their rebellion must be crushed, their defiance eradicated. Nergal, order the attack now! Make it swift, then board the spaceport and take control of it. Failure is not an option. As the attack commences, I observe from the command center, my mind focused and devoid of emotions. The Igigi may possess longevity, but they cannot withstand the onslaught of our advanced technology and battle-hardened forces. Their immortality will be their curse as they witness the destruction of their rebellion. In the aftermath, the Igigi will be brought to heel. Those who survive the onslaught will be captured and subjected to the full extent of Nibiruan justice. My justice. They will be made an example, a reminder to all who dare challenge my authority that the consequences of rebellion are severe. The strike of the Agigi will be nothing more than a distant memory, a failed attempt to defy the will of the Nibiruans. We are the Anunnaki, lords of Ki, and will always be. Their rebellion will serve as a cautionary tale for future generations, ensuring the obedience and loyalty of our workers. Enki's sentimentality and failure will be a forgotten chapter in our history. I, Enlil, will emerge as the embodiment of Nibiruan authority, a symbol of strength and a relentless defender of our mission. The future of our people will be secured, and Nibiru will be saved. No more compromises. No more negotiations. The rebellion of the Igigi ends now. They will learn to respect my authority. This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This narrative podcast is authored by Mario Portella.